There, how cool is that? We've got our own little fire and everything. So, hey, good morning. I hope you slept okay. You got in from the travel and pretty much completely wiped out. I haven't unpacked any of your stuff, just the bags are in the closet. Way I figure if I started unpacking anything of yours, I might put something in the wrong spot and then you wouldn't be able to find it until you came back at Christmas, and that would be annoying. You did sleep in quite a lot though, so what I figured we'd do is go kind of straight to a sort of fancy brunch thing. I mean, all the stuff's already laid out, so you can just, you know, come on down and tuck in, okay? All right, so, no, feel free to tuck in. I mean, you just woke up. But this being Thanksgiving, I figure this is the time when I'm meant to share and make like a declarative statement about how I feel about this year and, you know, things I'm grateful for. And while, you know, there are a couple of things that I, you know, normally talk about, I guess. What I'd really like to say, at least right now, is I'm really grateful you came. I'm really grateful that despite all the reasons you have to not want to do anything for Thanksgiving at all, you still found the time and the resources to come here and to share even just this little amount of time with me. And I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that you trust me and that you wanted to be able to spend time with me here doing this. Just sitting down together and having a nice meal and not thinking about this period of time in terms of having to deal with awful people who are cruel. But rather, this gets to be the time that we, people who care about one another, are able to share with one another. So I guess that's my big Thanksgiving thing. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for your time, and I'm thankful for the trust you showed me. I love you. All right, now let's eat.